Father's song?
I have a time. Father mio, pastura mi conda, nani no.
از تار نیکو من نیکو اه نیکو از تر من پنیان از دور نیکو نرم تر نیکنی از تو ها نیکو نرستیم پنیان از تر نیکنم پنیان از تر نیکنم ها تر نیستو نیکنم تار نیستو نیکنم
whether it's a vision or word for word or scripture, what is bringing to mind? Not just during the song, but it continued on then into the tongue, where the picture of the dove that the Lord has been ministering to us for the last few weeks, just that picture that was given to us, or at least down in Indiana, where it felt like that dove was what we're called to, or who God has called us to be. And see that gentle and just perfect pure white, and just yeah, that white dove. And it in the vision today though too, it had that it's like that olive branch from the flood.
Oh, I just had this picture that Jesus himself was just ministering over her.
Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall be rejoiced in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
I just had a picture of this, actually those dandelion white balls.
As soon as you mention that. It seems like such a perfect picture of what we're supposed to be. Like, you know, we're that little wispy thing. And our love should flow that easily. It's just a simple, light wind is all it should take for love to go out. Arms of love.
To my Savior, to my Jesus, I'm grateful for the things you've done. And now, good Savior, my precious Jesus, my heart is glad that you've called me your own. No place I'd rather be than in your arms of love. In your arms of love, holding me still, holding me still, holding me near, You're holding me still, holding me near. You're holding me still, holding me near. In your arms of love.
Lord, I just thank you for your patience with us, that even when we're squirming and we think that we maybe know better, or that, I don't know, that we can do it on our own, Lord, that you hold us still and you wait, and you are so patient with us until we accept what you want so much to give us. Lord, just help us to receive.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Celebrate. I see it in myself.
I need to learn how to celebrate. Oh God, I pray that your joy, the joy of heaven, would be poured out on us so that we can just sing it back to you, so that we can worship it back to you, Lord God, so that we can give it back to you. The true joy, joy that overwhelms us, joy that cannot be held back, Lord, and that we don't seek to hold it back. I just pray that you'd minister to that to us, and thank you for how you have been. We want to worship you. My desire, Lord, in this is I want to worship you as you deserve to be worshipped. To love you with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to worship you with all my might. Lord God, I don't know what that is like. I've seen it in others, and I confess to you, Lord, it freaks me out. It scares me to see someone worshiping you with all their might, with nothing held back, with no reservation, Lord. And yet I lean into that. I long for that for all of us, Lord Jesus. So I just pray that you pour it out on us. Praise you.
Jehovah Jireh.
My God shall supply all my
time we went through that, we were going slow. I was getting this picture of this horse, and you know that the Lord has used images and visions of horses in my life before, and just but chomping at the bit, chomping to get going, and just and then slowly we start picking up speed, and I just see this again, that stallion that he's often given me a picture of. It's in us, and this strong, majestic stallion that is meant to run, that is meant to just charge into battle and run. And I just think, oh, so often I hold him back, and I pull in the reins. But the Lord has meant us to run, you know. And so, oh, Lord, do it in us.
That's the world. The world's taught us to just not stand out. Just, you know, don't let it all out. Yeah. You're right. Let it go.
Let it go.
For sure.
Yeah. Our God saves.
Fill us with boldness. I pray for courage. You are worthy to be declared, and we declare you, and it's so easy to declare you here, Lord, but we want to declare you everywhere we go, with our words, with our actions, with our love, Lord God, and we want to let people know that you save. Send us out, Lord God, into the harvest field. Lord, send us out into the harvest field. Praise you, Lord, you're worthy.
I was feeling like I needed to either shout out the name of Jesus, but I think it's supposed to be our God saves. We're just supposed to declare that and shout that out. So, our God saves!
God saves!
And again, our God saves!
Lord, people are out there looking for the fountain of youth, for life. Life eternal, and it's right there, Lord. You're it. They're missing it all, Lord. I hope they seek you, and I hope they find you, Lord. But you are life.
Just as we were shouting that, I got a picture of the tabernacle, and the outer part of the tabernacle, the tent, is very thick, right? Like the cloth and the tent part is very thick. And I just hear this worship going on in the tabernacle, but it's muffled to the outside world. It's muffled. But we need to swing wide the doors. We need to swing open the doors or pull back the part of the tent that is the doors so that people can hear it clearly and not to muffle what God is doing in us and what he has shown us, but just to so that the praise and the worship and the proclamations and the truth can just be heard everywhere we go, but not to be muffled inside the tabernacle. It's meant to be, it's almost, I'm seeing it like dancing from the Holy of Holies into the holy place and then dancing out into the outer courts as well. And just the worship and the praise and the declarations so that everyone can hear. That everyone can hear. Praise you, Lord, you're worthy. Your word.
Makes me think that we should have an outdoor workout just so it gets heard far and wide.
Loudspeakers outside.
Don't point them in, point them out.
I've had questions. Tim Hughes.
Me too.
The song came to me when we were praying for Darla. And yeah, the words are, I've had questions without answers. I've known sorrow. I have known pain. There's one thing that I'll cling to. You are faithful, Jesus, you're true. And so I want to pray that over Darla, that in spite of what she's going through, all the pain and the unsureness, or whatever that word is, of the outcome, that she can cling to the faithfulness of God, faithfulness of his love for her and his plan for her. So Jesus, I just want to lift Darla up to you right now and just ask that you would pour out your love on her, God, that she could feel and sense your presence, and that she could know the fact that you are faithful and you are true, and you love her. You love her, and you have a plan for her. So help her to cling to you, Jesus.
Cling to, you are faithful, Jesus, you're true. When hope is lost, our God, you saved us. When pain surrounds, our God, you healed us. When silence falls, you'll be the song within my heart.
There won't be any words for this one. Kevin, you actually said the first line. It kind of came together while we were praying for and with Graham. Yeah, so the first line is just, you are the healer. We ask for healing, Lord. We ask for you. Yeah, because we've said it a bunch of times. Like, when we ask for healing, we're asking for Jesus. He is everything. It's not a separate thing. So, we ask for you.
us when doubts rise. Open up our eyes more. We ask for you. The power on display for all to see. Set free. Lord, all for your glory. All for your glory. Lord. We come to your throne, broken and humble. Lord, we ask.
Sing like never.
sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again.
Your holy name. I'll worship your holy name.